Well, tonight's program will share some final thoughts before we enter into Lent. We'll also look at the daily Mass readings. What I need you to do is stay right where you are, because we begin now. Hey, what's up? Welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimak, and I'll be here with you for the next 30 minutes on Blog Talk Radio. We're just about there. Can you believe it? Lent begins tomorrow. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. And right here on this program, we launch into our Lenten radio retreat. Yep, it's all going to happen tomorrow. I'm glad you're able to join me tonight. We're going to share some final thoughts before we enter into Lent. Just a couple of reflections that I want to share with you. Plus, we'll also take a look at the daily Mass readings, which deliver a very powerful message. So we're going to do that today. Tomorrow, as you are probably aware, we will begin a look at the great book, Rediscover Jesus by Matthew Kelly. That's going to be the theme of our Lenten retreat. And just so you think that this is going to be nothing more than reading the book, it's going to be a lot more than that, I promise you. In addition to reading some excerpts from Matthew's book, and we're probably going to read like one chapter a day or so. These chapters are very small, and he's got 40 chapters here. And as I mentioned, I don't know if you didn't hear this, get ready, because I got some bad news for you. I'm going to have to give you some homework. Yes, homework. Believe it or not, I'm going to ask you to read some of these chapters over the weekend. They're really short. It's not burdensome at all, but this way we'll be able to get everything in. In addition to reading from Matthew's book each day, we'll also look at the daily Mass readings, which, if you know anything about the way the church operates during the Lenten season, these readings are excellent. They come from all over the place. They don't just go sequentially. Not that there's anything wrong with going sequentially, but you get a great variety of readings. So it's going to be a little bit different than what happens during ordinary time. You're going to get a nice variety of readings, and the church is going to guide you through the Bible in a really neat way. So I'm excited to get started with that tomorrow. If you know anybody who may be interested, please tell them to tune in tomorrow to download the podcast. There is no registration required. There's no fee involved. The only thing I would recommend, but it's not an absolute necessity, the only thing I would recommend is that you or they send away for a copy of Matthew's book, Rediscover Jesus, and he's offering it for free. All you need to do is pay postage. But we can get started without the book, so don't let that stop you or stop your friends. Let them know they are welcome here tomorrow. You know the deal with me. I always got plenty of room around my table. We're here this year. We're here, and this is the focus of my entire year, and I'm going to make it a big outreach of mine. It's not just a personal goal, but it's one that I want to help you with. The goal of my 2016 is to grow closer to Jesus. As you may know, I have a new book coming out in a few weeks. The book is Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. We'll talk more about that in the weeks to come. But my goal is to help you and to help me grow closer to Jesus Christ. We want to realize that he is a real person. We want to understand that he wants to be our friend. We want to strike up a real personal deep friendship with Christ. And I assure you it's possible. I want to go even deeper. So no matter where you are in your friendship with Christ, let's use this Lent to grow closer to him. And I want this to be practical, because here's the danger. As someone who's given up sweets for year after year after year, I finally stopped doing it a few years ago, because what was happening was I was focusing so much on what I was giving up that my relationship with the Lord wasn't growing. Look, you can sacrifice. It's a good thing. And I do some sacrificing during Lent. I give up a variety of different things. I really take it on a daily basis. I try to give up something, however small, every day. And that's a good thing that we can do. But if you just sacrifice, if you just give up sweets, or if you just give up beer, or if you just give up smoking, whatever it is, you tend to focus more on what you're giving up, which can be a sacrifice. You can unite that suffering with the suffering of our Lord. Don't get me wrong. That's not a bad thing. But you also want to grow spiritually during Lent. And it's possible. Now, you can do both. You sure can. But I know myself. And I know that if I give up something that I really crave, for instance, you know that I love my coffee. If I gave up coffee, I would be focused so much on when I could have coffee again on Easter Sunday. I'd be ready for that, that I would lose sight of why I'm doing it. Now, again, that might not be your case, but that's the way I'm handling it this Lent. I want to grow closer to Christ. I want to become a better disciple. I want to get to know him personally. And I think you probably may desire the same thing. I want this to be my best Lent ever. And if you've heard anything about Matthew Kelly, he presents a program called The Best Lent Ever. So obviously that's what he's all about. That's why we're using his book in order to make this our best Lent ever. And as we go through the next several weeks, we'll talk more about things that you might be able to give up. And you know, if you're struggling with it, say a prayer, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. But what you don't want to do is just give something up and forget why you're doing it. And that can very easily happen. We want to make this a meaningful spiritual experience. And the goal here is to grow closer to Jesus. So it all begins tomorrow. If you have any questions at all, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. But again, let your friends know, share it on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, however you want to do it. Get the word out. Let people know that we're kicking off this Lenten radio retreat tomorrow. And I really hope that you can join me for it. Let's see. Do we have any news? Tomorrow morning, I'll be on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio. So if you get a chance, check that out. It's 6:35 a.m. Eastern Time. The weekly segment that we do is called Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. And it's really something that is designed to help those who tend to worry. Those who tend to be worriers. We've been doing this series for about 2 years now, and it's really blessed a lot of people, so I'm grateful to be able to do that. 6:35 a.m. Eastern on the Sunrise Morning Show. Also want to let you know, as we go forward with this Lenten Radio Retreat, I've got a lot of material to cover, so I'm going to have to get right to it. Right now I have a little bit more time. I want to mention that Mystic Monk Coffee, Mystic Monk Coffee is a sponsor of this show. They do great work. These are Carmelite monks that brew excellent coffee. They're based in Wyoming. They are offering some new flavors, Pascha Java and Cinnamon Coffee Cake. Now, if you ever had any of these flavors, if you're a fan of Jingle Bell Java, Pascha Java is the same thing, but it just got a different name for the Easter season. They also have an Easter Sunrise blend, which is a bright citrus and floral tones and a smooth aftertaste. I have always liked this Easter blend coffee. So if you're a coffee fan, I would urge you to consider checking out the great coffee offered by Mystic Monk Coffee. You can find out more information by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. You'll see the image on the right-hand side of every page. Every purchase you make from Mystic Monk Coffee results in a commission for me. It's one of the ways I keep this show on the air and keep my full-time ministry going. So if you'd like to help me out, I'd greatly appreciate it. Also, please keep in mind my Amazon store. You can find that also on followingthetruth.com. If you make any purchases from Amazon, if you just go through the link on my website, that would help me to, once again, keep this program on the air. You still get the same prices, but it really does help me. Finally, if you would like to make a donation, a financial donation to keep the show going, to keep my full-time ministry going, you can do that by going to the donate page on followingthetruth.com. You can donate securely by PayPal, and I thank you in advance for anything you can do. Okay, we got the commercials out of the way. Beverage du jour today. Here we go. Guess what it is? I'll give you a hint. I just mentioned it. Yes, Mystic Monk Coffee. Now, believe it or not, I'm still drinking some Christmas blend. I know. I got one of the last batches of Christmas blend, so that's what I'm drinking. Their Christmas blends, their Easter blends, really, really good coffee. Okay, that's my beverage. Hope you're enjoying your beverage as well. Now remember, tomorrow, Ash Wednesday, is a day of fast and abstinence. And you know, this is a tough thing for a lot of us because, and this, of course, is one of the reasons why it is probably good to give up something during Lent. Again, you could do it on a daily basis. You could just deny yourself in some way each day. And it doesn't have to be a major thing. But what happens is when we give up something and we hurt a little bit, we realized that we're pretty attached to the things of the world, and it just gives us a reminder of that attachment. Not that it's necessarily a bad thing, but that reminder helps us to acknowledge that we often do get attached to the things of the world. So during Lent, we can recognize these attachments and try to move away from them, and move closer to the Lord, which is exactly what we're going to try to do during the Lenten season. So that's something good to keep in mind about giving things up during Lent. But Ash Wednesday being a day of fast and abstinence, that can be challenging. I know it's challenging for me, but look at it as an attempt to grow spiritually and to focus on more spiritual things and to seek pleasure in, look, I know it's hard, to seek pleasure in the spiritual things, the spiritual treasures of life, and also to recognize the many blessings that we have. If you have enough food to eat, you can be very grateful for that. A lot of people don't have enough food to eat. So just keep that in mind. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. A big day for those of us who are Catholic. We begin our Lenten journey tomorrow. And I really am going to do my best to make this your best Lent ever. I just ask you if you could, please join me every Monday through Friday here on Blog Talk Radio, and let's do this together. Let's walk with one another and try to grow closer to Jesus. Can I get an amen? All right, amen. Let's pray, and then we'll talk about today's daily Mass readings, followed by some Lenten reflections, some brief reflections about the Lenten season. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, I thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for blessing us with so many different blessings. The most important blessing that we've ever received is the blessing of your Son, Jesus. We ask you, Father, to help us, to grant us the grace that we need to make this our best Lent ever. Please help us to grow in virtue over the next several weeks. Help us to move away from our vices and grow in virtue. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our family members, to bless all of those around us. Please help us to continue to walk on the road which will one day lead to eternal life with you in heaven. Help us become aware of our sinfulness and increase our desire to move away from those sins and move closer to you. Father, we ask you to help anyone who was sick, anyone who was lonely, anyone who was suffering from anxiety, anyone who is battling addiction, anyone who is struggling financially or maybe dealing with a weather-related problem. Please help them all. And we ask you to help us with our own personal needs and intentions. We give to you our own problems, the things that sometimes distract us in life. We turn them over to you and we ask for your help. Father, I present this show to you. I ask you to speak through me. I ask you to open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have for us. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and we ask for her prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Well, I want to thank you for praying with me. It's always a pleasure to sit around and talk about Jesus Christ and his Catholic Church. And man, I am really excited because tomorrow we are going to launch into the 6th annual Lenten Radio Retreat. If you've been with me for a long time, if you've done these retreats before, you know how powerful they can be. And each year, the Holy Spirit gives me a new idea. We've done a different concept every one of the years, and I'm so grateful that you're a listener and that you are on this journey with me. I'm grateful that I'm still on this journey with me, to be honest with you. I never thought I would be here this long. I've just celebrated my 4th anniversary of full-time ministry. Praise God for that, and I thank you for all of your support and your prayers. Please keep the prayers coming. They are really helping me tremendously. Okay, Tuesday, February the 9th. Tuesday of the 5th week in Ordinary Time. Now, Ordinary Time is going to stop right here, and we're going to enter into Lent. After that, we'll enter into the Easter season. And after that, Ordinary Time will come back again. But we've got several months ahead of us before that happens. This is a very special time. Try to look at it as an opportunity to grow closer to Jesus. Try to look at it as an opportunity to avail yourself of His great mercy. I mean, He really loves you, and He's giving you this chance. How many more Lents will we have? I honestly don't know. I can't promise you that we're going to make it through this one. So I'm just trying to keep it real. Let's do the best we can. Let's do the best we can during this Lenten season to make it our best ever. Today's first reading is from the first book of Kings, chapter 8, beginning in verse 22. Solomon stood before the altar of God, altar of the Lord, in the presence of the whole community of Israel, and stretching forth his hands toward heaven, he said, "Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You keep your covenant of mercy with your servants, who are faithful to you with their whole heart. Can it indeed be that God dwells on earth? If the heavens and the highest temple, if the heavens and the highest heavens cannot contain you, how much less this temple which I have built? Look kindly on the prayer and petition of your servant, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry of supplication which I, your servant, utter before you this day. May your eyes watch night and day over this temple, the place where you have decreed you shall be honored. May you heed the prayer which I, your servant, offer in this place. Listen to the petitions of your servant and of your people Israel, which they offer in this place. Listen from your heavenly dwelling and grant pardon." The presence of the Lord. We tend to, and this is a problem I've noticed, and this is something that I'm working on, and tell me if you don't think this is a problem. We tend to lose sight of the fact that we are in God's presence throughout the day, right? As we go through the day, we become distracted by the problems, by the struggles of daily life, and we lose sight of the fact that the Lord is always with us. Isn't that true? It's hard to keep in mind the fact that He is always with us, that He's walking beside us, that wherever we go, He goes. We lose sight of that. But we really don't want to lose sight of that, because that's the secret. That's the secret, one of the secrets of staying close to Him, of having that close personal relationship with Him. We have to remember that He's with us, because obviously what happens is, if we don't think about that fact, then we're not going to talk to Him, right? If I forget that He's there, I'm not going to talk to Him. And also, when things happen to us, especially the bad things, the unpleasant things, I forget that that's something that God signed off on, even if it's something really painful. So we need to remember that fact, that we are constantly in the presence of the Lord. That's something we can work on. I think it gets easier with time. It like so many things in spiritual life, it's a process. It doesn't happen all of a sudden. It happens. We work at it, and it happens gradually. That's going to happen over this course of this Lenten radio retreat. You will eventually find yourself becoming more aware of the presence of the Lord. Now, the other thing is, as Catholics, we are blessed with having the real presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in the Eucharist. So because of that, we want to make an effort to visit the Lord as often as possible. And that's maybe something you can work into your schedule this Lent. Make it a point to go to an adoration chapel near you. Make it a point to go to your church if the church is open, and spend some time just sitting in front of the Lord in His presence. I like to do that when I go to daily Mass, even after I receive Him. Sometimes I'll just hang out in the back of the church and just sit there in His presence. And it's amazing, first of all, how peaceful you'll feel, but it's amazing how many ways the Lord will communicate with you when you do that. You're going to all of a sudden get thoughts. You don't know where they're coming from. You're going to get answers to your problems. That's the way, one of the ways that the Lord communicates with you. So just being in His presence is a really good thing. And I'd recommend that you do that, you take that seriously. And the responsorial psalm reminds us of the beauty of being in the Lord's presence. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord, mighty God. Psalm 84. My soul yearns and pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nest in which she puts her young. Your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed they who dwell in your house. Continually they praise you. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. I had rather one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I had rather lie at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord, mighty God. I'm telling you, it really is lovely. And as wonderful as it is to be in the presence of the Lord in this life, it doesn't even compare to being with Him in heaven. I mean, that's the goal. That's the goal that we're all headed toward. And we want to make sure we do whatever we can in this life so that we can achieve that goal of living with the Lord forever in heaven. So keep that in mind. Try to meditate on that every day. Think about how wonderful it'll be to live with the Lord in heaven with no problems, no worries, no troubles, no aches and pains. You know, all those things that drive you crazy right now, it's just going to be you and the Lord. But again, we don't want to blow it because it's not a guarantee. Yes, Jesus Christ redeemed us. We cannot get to heaven without the grace that He provides to us. That's impossible. But we need to cooperate with that grace. So it is possible for us to mess up what He's done for us. Let's make it a point not to do that. That's one of the great things about Lent. It gives us a chance to start over. Okay, the gospel today, Mark chapter 7, verses 1 through 13. Excuse me. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of His disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned Him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition.'" He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban,'" meaning dedicated to God, "'you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many such things.'" Some tough words from Jesus here. Now, one of the things we want to, pardon me, we want to always keep in mind is that it is possible for us to become too focused on rituals, on external rituals, and not focused on internal dispositions. So when I'm fasting during Lent, or when I'm giving things up, it's possible that I'm so focused on the externals that I'm losing sight of why I'm doing what I'm doing. In other words, we're losing the spiritual benefit. It's something we always have to work on, because we can easily fall into this. We could easily fall into this and begin to not live out our faith. We want to do more than just say the external prayers, do the external actions. We want to live out our faith. We want to do the most that we can to really internally support what we are doing externally. The external actions, nothing wrong with those, but if they get to the point, where we're just doing the actions, in order to, to just go through the motions, if that's all we're doing, then we've got a big problem. We want to make sure that what we're doing comes from the heart, and we're doing it for the right reason. But the externals, there's nothing wrong with doing external pious practices. That's a good thing. But let's just do them for the right reasons, okay? I want to share a reflection or two. Well, last night I used the book Lent with Christ by Cardinal Richard Cushing, and there's some nice short meditations in here. I want to share another one with you, because once we start the Lenten Radio Retreat, we're not going to have enough time to do some of these external meditations. But these are good ones. This book was originally written, when was this written? 1963, I believe. This was from a series of newspaper columns, 1964. Really good stuff. Here's what the Cardinal said about shutting out the noise to hear God. And this is something, as we get ready to head into Lent, I really want you to think about this. Shutting out the noise, how can we do that? For special penance in Lent, we curb our eating, limit our recreation, not to kill the joy in life, but to discipline the body, so the soul may see more clearly the meaning of life. We shut out for a time the noise of the day to hear the voice of God. We slow down and we pause to consider what life is all about. On the list of what we offer up for Lent should be our prejudices, our biases, our gripes, our hatreds. Rend your hearts and not your garments, saith the Lord. You have heard that it was said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and shalt hate thy enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, do good to those who persecute and calumniate you, so that you may be the children of your Father in heaven, who makes his sun to rise on the good and evil and sends rain on the just and unjust. In Lent, we are asked to acquire God's attitude toward men, to try to forgive as we are forgiven, to develop forgiving hearts. But doing penance, we do not become sad sacks. We seek freedom from the prison of selfishness, which alone makes life pale and grim and creates a weight of sadness. Deal thy bread to the hungry, and bring the needy and harborless into thy house. When thou shalt see one naked, cover him, and despise not thine own flesh. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall hear. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am, for I, the Lord thy God, am merciful. See what the Cardinal's saying there? He's reminding us of the importance of not only receiving God's mercy, but showing that mercy to others. And look, we are in the year of mercy, as declared by our Holy Father, Pope Francis. This is a great opportunity for us to really go out and practice mercy, to share our Lord with others. There's a lot of people out in the world who are hurting. So this is a great opportunity for us to not just give up things, but to go out and do good things. And we're going to talk more about this as we go through Lent. One last reflection. There's a book called Lenten Lollipops. You may have, if you were with me last year, I read from this quite a bit last year. This is by Father Francis Boylan. He's a priest from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. This is a neat little book that came out in, when did it come out? I think in the late 70s, possibly, in 1976. Here's a meditation on Ash Wednesday, the last day of Lent. I just want to share this with you. On Ash Wednesday, from the four corners of the parish, people will come to church. And you know why. It's Ash Wednesday, and they wish to receive ashes. But today is not only Ash Wednesday, it's the first day of Lent, the first of 40 days when the church calls us to turn over a new leaf to become better Christians. The sad thing is, for most Catholics, the call will be left unanswered. For most Catholics, Ash Wednesday is not the first day of Lent, it is the last day of Lent. Before you receive ashes, would you consider what Lent is? Lent is three things. It's a time of giving up. It's a time of giving in. And it's a time of giving out. Lent is the time for giving up. It's the time for giving up the sins and the faults of our life. Lent's a time of giving in. It's the time of giving in, of surrendering to Christ. Lent is a time of giving out. Lent without sacrifice is like a cigarette without tobacco. It isn't Lent. What makes a sacrifice? Each must answer for himself. It should combine two things, to do without, say smoking, drinking, or TV, and doing something like daily mass, a spiritual book, a daily act of kindness. Make this Lent as if it were your first Lent, your last Lent, as if it were to be the only Lent in your lives. I can't sum it up any better than that. That's all I have. Tomorrow, God willing, we begin the Lenten Radio Retreat. I sure hope you can be here. God bless you. Have a great night and get ready. It's going to be good.